Okay, here we go. Short word for Parsha Sav, Parsha Spara, Tavshin Pei Dalid, Nishmas, Esther Tehila Bas, or Gavil Pinchas, and also for the first one, Avram and Chendel, Basoshcha Israel, Shiva Basar, Basoshcha Israel, and all for all the soldiers and the hostages. We'll focus on Parah for the short word. The Rashi in Parsha Spara, I think it's very beautiful. Marshal Ben Shivcha Shetanov to Plita Shamalach, Omna Teve, Imo Tikana Hatsoya, Kachtava Pav Tchaber as Allah Ego. You know, at the end of the day, Rashi tells us that what's the Tikkun? What is the Tikkun for the Cheder Eagle? It's the Paraduma. A parable to the son of a maidservant who sold the palace of the king. They said, let the mother come and clean the filth. Similarly, let the Paraduma come and atone for the calf. There's a beautiful sefer that I just got this earlier this year from Mississippi Schechter, I believe she's from Montreal. It's called Scrolls of Poetry. And each Parsha, most Parshas, it has a poem on the Parsha. So she said, writes on Parshas Chukas, what's the lesson here about the cow, the mother cow coming to atone for the calf? And she says, the young calf was too small to comprehend the mess it was in, helpless to get itself out. Its mother, devoted, developed, steps in later, cleanses, purifies, sprinkles comfort. Can I be the mother to bring healing, nurturing, understanding to my own vulnerable inner calf? And I think the pshat is that sometimes we're so easy to be able to be understanding to others and to be forgiving to others. But why can't we forgive ourselves to understanding to my own vulnerable inner calf? And I think this is what Purim is all about. Purim is to be able to, in Parshas Parah and Parshas Achodesh, this whole inyan of going from Purim to Pesach is the inyan of Ischachas. To be able to say, what happened, happened. I'm able to move on now. We're connected to Parsha Sav. Ramosha Gabrim says, Levashim Acherim, Begadim Acherim, put on new Begadim. It's springtime in the air. There's a new energy. I'm a different person. I'm a different person. With Hischachas, with Simcha. Not because I have to, because I want to. How could I not? After experiencing Me'avas Hanez, the Rashi and Shavs Peiches, how could I not want to be a different person? Where it's so easy to be forgiving and caring to others, don't forget to be forgiving and understanding to ourselves. As she writes in the last paragraph, understanding this Rashi, can I be the mother to bring healing, nurturing, understanding to my own vulnerable inner calf? Shvi Zoicha, to be sincere and genuine to ourselves, but not to be too harsh on ourselves, not to be hard on ourselves, but to be genuine and sincere and loving to ourselves and to real to ourselves and to know that just like Hashem always will take us back, we have to also forgive ourselves. Bez Hashem, l'chaim, l'chaim, b'sorot tov, b'sorot shkoach.